1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China for a week of meetings. First up, the governor of Guangdong Province, considered China's economic powerhouse.
Building a healthy economic relationship requires a level playing field for American workers and firms and open and direct communication on areas where we disagree.
It's the secretary's second trip to China in less than a year. Israel announced it would open another border crossing to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. It came after President Biden and Netanyahu spoke by phone for the first time since seven aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. A bankruptcy judge is allowing Trump acolyte Rudy Giuliani to keep his Florida condominium for now, declining to rule on a motion by his creditors that would have forced him to sell the Palm Beach condo. This is ABC News. President Biden hosted a White House reception for Greek Independence Day.
I felt a deep kinship with the Greek-American community. So many grandparents, so many great-grandparents started out in America just to close on their back like my ancestors did, and went on to build good lives for themselves, and even more importantly, good futures for their families.
Greece celebrating 203 years as a nation. A band known for selling a lot of merchandise is selling more. A lot more.
Over the years, Kiss has sold everything from t-shirts to coffins, and now the band is the latest music act to sell its catalog. Swedish company Pomp House Entertainment Group has bought the band's music in a deal estimated to be worth over $300 million. And it's not just the music. The deal includes the rights to the Kiss brand name and associated intellectual property. Kiss co-founder Gene Simmons says the sale is not an acquisition, but a collaboration, and the band will continue to be fully involved with how their image is marketed.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Only about one in every four voting-age adults made it to the polls in Wisconsin on Tuesday. The weather was terrible and the stakes in the presidential primary were low. Voter turnout in Milwaukee was higher, where there were races for mayor and county executive, as well as a big school referendum. After a year on the job, Wisconsin's Secretary of State says she's doing more with less. Sarah Godlewski tells Up North News the office has to scramble to provide its services after being downsized and defunded almost a decade ago.
The legislature has been so extreme when it comes to their power grab that they've basically defunded this constitutional office.
The office authenticates 15,000 documents a year for everything from international business to adoptions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers take on Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Mariners tonight after a 4-0 start. I asked Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins if the team was a little in disbelief when they lost to the Twins the other day, 7-3.
I think so. Look, you win four out of the gate, and you kind of get this feeling like, man, are we going to lose? Of course we're going to lose, right? It's a long season. It's a marathon. But yeah, we're playing good baseball.
College hoops, another player leaving Wisconsin, but this time from the women's team, Sonia Copeland from the Badgers women's basketball team to enter the transfer portal. NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the Raptors. Milwaukee with back-to-back losses to the Wizards and the Grizzlies. Is there something they need to improve?
The only thing over the last two games is the paint points that we have to eliminate. Just too many drives. And it's just the old thing, if our feet are fast enough or if our help is quick enough. In the last two games, neither one has been very good.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any rain or snow showers ending, plenty of clouds and lower 30s, gusty north winds overnight. On Friday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the mid-40s. We'll see upper 40s on Saturday, sunny skies, showers likely Sunday afternoon. Currently 35 degrees.
Hey, it's John Mino. On Friday's show, we'll feature live music from Adam Lee during our special Friday music segment. Mino and the Mayor, morning 6 till 9 on WISS and WGBW.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Hello, film fans. How are you tonight? So great to be with you. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight, broadcasting statewide over this beautiful land of ours on a gorgeous, they're all gorgeous nights. It's just good to be here. On this Thursday night here in the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay at WGBW. Fun show tonight. We're packing guests in. I'm trying to get as many people on over the next few days from the Wisconsin Film Festival, and then I will segue and try to get some guests from the Milwaukee Film Festival on. Nathan Sill is down at the Beloit Film Festival. He was on the show a few weeks ago. His film is playing down there, so a lot of film talk this week. We had Jeff Kurz on last night talking about trying to incentivize Wisconsin when it comes to movies. We'll see if they are successful. It looks like they will be. That's some big stuff happening here in Wisconsin that we're trying to cover. I'm very excited tonight. I have a great guest on, a guy I've wanted to have on for a while. Tom Dreesen will be here. Tom is a legendary comedian who has been around just for decades. I think going back to at least the late 60s, maybe earlier than that. He was, I don't know if you remember, Venus Flytrap from WKRP in Cincinnati, Tim Reed. Tom and Tim were a comedy team. I want to say the first interracial comedy team in America. And they eventually went their separate ways. And Tom went on to have a great stand-up career. Tim Reed went on to do some acting. And Tom ended up opening for Frank Sinatra for a very long time. And they became friends. And Tom is a notorious Cub fan. And just a great comic and a great interview and a heck of a nice guy. Tom will be along in a little while at 7:35. You won't want to miss that. He's got great stories. And I'm going to ask him tonight about the time that Harry Carey and Frank Sinatra tried to outdrink each other. You'll want to hear who wins. It's a great story. Told like only Tom Dreesen can tell. Then I just met this woman the other day through social media. She contacted PBS and we met through email. Her name is Emily Alperin, and she will be here to talk briefly about her film Trying, which plays at the Wisconsin Film Festival tomorrow night. The film festival is kicking off tonight. They have their opening night ceremonies. It's the first time I'm not part of it in years, which feels strange, but they do a great job down there. So much fun. And I get to talk about it all here on Nightlight, which is fun too. So Emily will be along probably around 8:20 or 8:15. And then we will have, after Emily, at 8:35, Maestro. That's right, folks. Where else? You name me another show on from 7 to 9 in Wisconsin every night called Nightlight, hosted by me, that has a maestro. You can't do it because I've done it. Alexander Platt will be along. He is a maestro for the La Crosse Symphony Orchestra. He works all over the world. He also, I believe, conducts the Waukegan Orchestra. He was based out of Chicago and New York and conducts in Woodstock every summer. He's been all over the place, and very excited to meet him. He will be along at 8:30. So we are running the gamut tonight regarding guests. We've got a comedian, Frank Sinatra opener. We've got a filmmaker, up-and-coming filmmaker, originally from Milwaukee. Emily is. She lives in L.A. now. And then a maestro, a little high class. We're taking Nightlight a little higher class tonight, Conrad.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so get ready for text. We could get texts. You don't know. Other maestros could text.
I'm hoping.
I've never knowingly spoken with a maestro in my life. I probably like was behind one in a checkout line and had no idea. They're just people, Conrad.
Well, if you're a maestro, put it in your name and I'll let Pete know.
Yeah, we'd love to. If you're a maestro, we'd love to hear from you tonight while we're talking to another maestro. Alexander Platt, he just seems like a great guy. I was reading about him, a very interesting guy, and has had a very interesting journey. And a shout out to Eva, who helped me get him on the show tonight. So Tom Dreesen, Emily Alperin, and maestro Alexander Platt. What a show. Conrad is ready to take your text, and he's going to tell you how you can watch on the stream, how you can watch TV, how you can watch radio on the TV.
Yeah. So, of course, I'm ready to take your text, as always. And so you can watch on Facebook under WGBW or under the Nightly with Pete Schwabe page. On YouTube, it's under Civic Media. And on Twitter or X, WGBW.
It's quality television, yeah. Folks. Check it out. Watch us on the stream. Text us. Let us know your thoughts throughout the show. I love when you guys interact and let me know your thoughts. Tonight's question, I'm totally stealing this from John Mino, who just stopped in looking for his phone charger. John comes in. I don't think John has ever come into the studio for the same reason more than once. And it's awesome. One time he came in to show me his acting certificate. Tonight he picked up his cell phone charger. He was waiting for an event here the other night when it was cold a few weeks ago. Always fun when John pops in, but I'm going to steal tonight's question from John because I heard that Mino and the mayor talked about hugging a newscaster today. It is National Hug a News Person Day. So the question tonight, what newscaster would you hug? Could be someone from the national news, local, could be someone, we'll even extend it to podcasts. What newscaster would you hug? And I'll go first. I'm going to say, I'm cheating, Rachel Manick, because I've already hugged her because she's been in the studio and she was a great sport. We got to have her back and give her a better test than we gave her with the movie trivia, yeah. Because we went way too guy heavy in the movies. But I'll say Rachel Manick because I've already hugged Rachel. She's great. And just to be equal opportunity, I would also say I would love to have hugged an old newscaster from my childhood in Chicago named Fahey Flynn. Just a, you know, a guy hug, not like a weird hug. Just, it would have been weird though, because I was like 10. This guy was like 80, but I would hug Fahey Flynn. What about you, Conrad? Who would you hug? What newscaster would you hug?
I'd say Ron Burgundy.
Okay. That just, that's like the, that, come on. Actual newscaster. Like the way you think, though.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Do you not watch the news?
Not very much.
What about Tom Brokaw? Would you give Tom Brokaw a big squeeze?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Tom Brokaw? All right. How about Rachel Maddow, Sean Hannity? What if Kate McKinnon was a newscaster?
Okay, now that, definitely, yes, definitely Kate McKinnon.
Conrad has a weird obsession with Kate McKinnon, and yet it's somehow adorable. All right, you think about that because you have to give a
I'll
real.
I'll look
you,
up you some. Give a, I have no idea.
They're all out there. You could run the gamut. There's CNN, Fox, MSNBC, ABC, all the big networks. It's a good question. There's a lot of huggable. There's a lot of huggable news people. To me, Rachel is the most huggable, and she's right here in Green Bay. That's what's so great. Now she's like gonna not want to come back on the show. She's like, I didn't know the hug was gonna be talked about. It's also National Vitamin C Day, National Burrito Day. It's crazy. On this day in history, though, folks, this is the day, sadly, Martin Luther King was assassinated. And it's sad that I know that because of a U2 song, but that lyric is ingrained in my head. In the morning, April 4, shot rings out in the Memphis sky. Free at last, they took your life. They could not take your pride. One of my all-time favorite songs, Pride in the Name of Love, written for Martin Luther King, who lost his life on this day. So that is the only sad news we'll discuss today. Some happy news coming up. April 8th, Hank Aaron. I want to say that's the day he hit his 715th, broke the record. We should get Mike Clemens on April 8th and talk a little about Hammer and Hank.
Yeah.
Take a memo. Let's do that. And so Johnny Carson, I thought this was interesting. Todd Michaels, who is a phenomenal radio producer and produces the morning show here with Mino and the Mayor, and he's been on the show a couple times. He's also a paranormal investigator. We have a lot of fun with Todd. He sends out this sheet every day with just interesting facts, and I'm fascinated by them. One of the facts today on the sheet that Todd sent out said Johnny Carson quit The Tonight Show on this day. He returned 3 weeks later after getting a raise of $30,000 a week. Like, I would love to know what kind of money he was walking away from and what year that was. Because 30 grand a week just in a raise, even 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 30,000 a week is a ton of money now. And I mean, he was Johnny Carson. So he was the king of late night TV. There wasn't, you know, Fallon, Kimmel, all these other guys. There was Letterman, who was on after him later, but he was the guy. And he took all the money. It also said on that same sheet, Johnny Carson liked being alone so much that his $81 million home in Malibu had only one bedroom and that he could never host guests. I kind of find that hard to believe. I know you reach a certain point in your career where you can do whatever you want. You don't have to mingle with people. You don't have to mix or socialize. But one bedroom and an $81 million home, I find that hard. He did have kids. Maybe he didn't even want them visiting. We'll ask Tom Dreesen this because I know Tom has been on The Tonight Show several times. He might have even guest hosted. We can ask him that too. But that just seemed like a crazy statistic. And there are some, you know what we should do? We should play, okay, I'm going to find that. We'll get that WKRP clip up and running. It's Robert Downey's birthday today. Robert Downey Jr. I have no idea when Robert Downey Sr. was born. Don't care. Heath Ledger died. Hey, Conrad, guess how old Heath Ledger was when he died?
He was younger, wasn't he?
He was.
36.
28.
Oh, wow.
I would have said 40. Because I just thought, like, I mean, he still looked young, but I thought he was, like, at least 40. 28. That performance he did in Batman, The Dark Knight, he was probably 26 when he did that. That's crazy. To have that kind of panache and pull off a role like that when you're in your mid-20s is crazy. I thought he was older than that. And he had a kid. So I just thought he was older, but this is his birthday today. He died in 2008 at the age of 28. Eric Andre. Are you an Eric Andre fan, Conrad?
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
He is funny. Yeah. I meant to ask you to get a clip of him today because I know some of his stuff, but maybe not, like, my son loves him.
He was on Impractical Jokers a couple times and it's really funny episodes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, he turns 41 today. Maya Angelou's birthday. She died at 86. And we still have great clips from last night we didn't get to. Hey, in just a couple minutes, Tom Dreesen will be here. At 7:35, we've got more fun coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Will be here. Emily Alperin joins us in the second hour talking about her film Trying, which will play at the Wisconsin Film Festival tomorrow night. And Maestro Alexander Platt will be here at 8:35. My name is Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. We will be doing the show from Madison tomorrow night and Monday night. Not that that changes anything. You'll still be here, right, Conrad?
Yeah,
you gonna
have a party again? Will.
You gonna have a party again while I'm gone?
I don't know if I'd call it a party. For the last time, I was just me by myself for 4 hours.
Is it creepy?
It is a little bit, because I will say, you know how these lights, they turn off sometimes.
Yes.
And then I'm just sitting in the producer room, and all of a sudden the lights will turn on. I'm like,
this building is haunted. You do know that, right?
What is it actually?
I don't know. Is anything?
Well, now you're scaring me.
Hey, this is weird. Last night, or I've been in Green Bay all week because of the weather, and where I live in the Marinette area has no power. So I just decided to stay here again last night. The hotel I was at has this humongous atrium, like 9 stories, and the elevator that goes right up in the middle so you can see everything. Last night, I was on the 8th floor. It got about a foot from the floor, and the power in the whole damn hotel went off.
Oh, wow.
So I'm on an elevator in the dark, like 8 or 9 floors above the floor.
Oh, no.
And you have that moment where you're like, all right, I could flip out and start screaming, or I can sit down and get comfortable. And it lasted about 10 seconds. And you have those moments. You're like, all right, I could do like in the movie Speed, pry the doors open and try to get up to the 8th floor. Yeah. Not happening. So I almost sat down and just thought, I'm going to get comfortable because we've had such horrible weather here in Northeast Wisconsin. I thought, and our power is not supposed to be on for another couple of days up north. So I thought, oh, I could be here all night. I could be stuck in this elevator all night. But it went on 10 seconds later. Crisis averted. Listen, I'm not a hero. I'm just saying. I got out of it. Yeah, it was scary. Everyone in the hotel was kind of freaking out, too. Okay, so, hey, yesterday was Eddie Murphy's birthday, and you found a funny clip, Conrad, from Coming to America. Let's hear that. That's a good one.
Hold, Simi. Life, real life, a thing that we have been denied for far too long. Good morning, my neighbors!
Hey, you!
Yes! Yes! You too!
It's just a classic scene.
That's hilarious. I gotta be honest, I never saw that movie all the way through. Like, I've seen bits and pieces of it. Yeah, it is.
It's so funny. And the second one, you know, I didn't think it was that bad either. I thought it held up pretty well.
All right, we have another clip. One of my favorite comedians. And we got on this because Don Rosen, who hosts the WRJN morning show in Racine every morning, I was a guest the other day. John and I started talking about comedy. He is a big comedy fan. And Brian Regan is one of his favorite comics. Brian Regan is also one of my favorite comics. I had the pleasure of working with him 2 weeks in a row. I think we did a week in St. Louis and then Chicago together in the mid-90s. He is so funny on stage and off. And on stage, he's completely clean. I don't even think you'll hear Brian Regan drop an S-bomb. Is the S-word, could that be considered a bomb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The S-bomb.
Anything you have to bleep, I feel like.
Yeah. He just doesn't do it. So here is one of my favorite. If you haven't seen this special yet from Brian Regan, you got to check it out. It's called I Walked on the Moon. And it's so great. It's like an hour long. And we played a couple clips the other night. We didn't get to this one. And this is one of my favorite ones about serving sizes. So here's Brian Regan.
I have to lay off dairy, though. That's what my doctor threw in as I was leaving his office. Oh, and I'll lay off dairy. Like, what the? What kind of blanket sweep is that? And no more happiness. Away with you. Does he care? I'm trying to lay off dairy. I'm in the supermarket with my little cart and I'm trying to avoid the dairy aisle. I can see they'll have party hats on over there. I'm in the juice aisle. Slooped over with juice people. I learned something in the juice aisle, and that is, I don't know what's going on with cranberries, but they're getting in all the other juices. Whoever the salesman is for cranberries does a great job. He's showing up everywhere. Hey, what do you got, apples? Put some cranberries in them. We'll call it cran apple. Go 50-50. What do you got, grapes? How about cranberry? What do you got, mangoes? Cran mango. What do you got, pork chops? Cran chops. Why don't you back off, cran man? Why don't you take your sales trophy and have a vacation? He's working too hard. He's making the other fruit guys feel bad, you know? Like the banana guy wakes up. Man, I ain't into nothing. My doctor also told me to, eat more fruit. So I had some Pop-Tarts this morning. Nice thin layer in there. You ever look at a Pop-Tarts box? They have directions on there. Can there be a simpler food item than Pop-Tarts? Like if the directions weren't on there, would somebody, what the? How do I get that goodness in me? What do you do? How do you get it done? You read, man. That's what you do. They have two sets of directions. In case you don't understand one set, you abandon that whole track and get on something a little easier for yourself. They have a set of toaster directions, which, believe it or not, is more than one step. How could there possibly be more than one step? I can only think of one. Step one, toast the Pop-Tarts. Head, toast them. Hey, are you still reading this?
Oh, that's Brian Regan. So much of his comedy, too, you have to see his face, because his face, he does things that I don't even know how he makes his face look so funny. It's a big part of it. But great stuff there. Our question tonight, just a quick reminder, it's National Hug a News Person Day today. And I saw this on Mino and the Mayor. They were talking about this. What newscaster would you hug? That's our question. Very simple. You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app. It's so easy. We are on statewide. Just go to any one of the Civic Media stations and click the text icon. Joe texts in. He says, Kent Brockman from the 715. I wish I could hug Kent Brockman. See where you started, Conrad? All these fictional newscasters now. Everybody wants to hug fictional newscasters.
I'll go with Ken Brockman.
He's a good one. His former name, Kenny Brockelstein, before he changed it to as a newscaster. That's great, Joe. Tom Dreesen coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. So
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China for a week of meetings. First up, the governor of Guangdong Province, considered China's economic powerhouse.
Building a healthy economic relationship requires a level playing field for American workers and firms and open and direct communication on areas where we disagree.
It's the secretary's second trip to China in less than a year. Israel announced it would open another border crossing to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. It came after President Biden and Netanyahu spoke by phone for the first time since seven aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. A bankruptcy judge is allowing Trump acolyte Rudy Giuliani to keep his Florida condominium for now, declining to rule on a motion by his creditors that would have forced him to sell the Palm Beach condo. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest Marquette University Law School poll is a mixed bag for President Biden and Donald Trump in Wisconsin. In a head-to-head matchup, Biden leads with likely voters 52% to 48%. When you count third-party and independent candidates, Trump leads 41% to 38%. A murder victim's family says Donald Trump was lying when he told a Wisconsin audience this week he met with her family.
He did not speak with any of us, so it was kind of shocking seeing that he had said that he had spoke with us.
Mavi Garcia was Ruby Garcia's sister. Ruby was killed in Michigan last month by someone who was in the country illegally. Data shows undocumented immigrants are actually less likely to commit violent crimes than American citizens. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Mino and the Mayor.
So you want to tell the rest of the story?
I slept with a circus. Ladies and gentlemen, now another edition of Kathy Larkin's saga, I Slept with a Circus.
Oh, my big mouth. My mother, no, I should have listened.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at about 10 to 20 here through the day. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 52 by Sunday. Sun in the morning, becoming windy with showers in the afternoon, 52. More rain likely Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Mino and the Mayor.
John, I'm coming in here. I hadn't seen you in a couple of years, which I'll remind you of the last time I saw you. Oh,
it wasn't at the circus?
No.
Okay.
But I'm coming and I'm listening to you. And
how drunk was I?
And when I saw you, I was shocked at how old you
were. Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Coming up in the second hour, Maestro Alexander Platt will join us. And filmmaker Emily Alperin will be here too to discuss her film Trying, which premieres at the Wisconsin Film Festival tomorrow night. Emily is originally from Milwaukee, makes her home in LA right now, but she will be in town for the film festival. So that should be fun. Check it out if you've never been to the Wisconsin Film Festival. It is a great time with really phenomenal movies. I'm very excited tomorrow too. I squeezed in another guest onto the show tomorrow night, Amir Kakaraz, he's a Turkish filmmaker who's lived in America for several years now. And he made a film called Americans Smell Good. So I'm excited that Amir can come on the show tomorrow night. That will be fun. He made a film several years ago called River West Film and Video about the establishment on the east side of Milwaukee, which is just this funky, cool little store in River West. I've been by it several times. It's just a really neat little shop where they have like this little radio station in the store and all these old movies and just this really interesting network of characters that hang out there. So Amir will be on tomorrow night to talk about his new film, Americans Smell Good. You think we smell good, Conrad? Conrad's. Do you think we smell good? Do we have Tom? Is Tom not?
He's not on yet. I'm trying to get a hold of him. But do we smell good? Of course. I think so.
Well, it's kind of a blanket statement. I don't know if we all smell good. But, let's try Tom. You want to try him from your own phone? We're having trouble getting a hold of our guest, Tom Dreesen. But
yes, I am going to continue to try to get a hold of him.
He probably thinks you're a telemarketer and selling books on how to do stand-up comedy or something. This is kind of a interesting. Well, we played the Brian Regan clip. This was funny. I was reading the news today. Prince Harry, supposedly, in a book, made this vague statement that he lost his virginity to a well-known, older British woman. So everybody assumed it was Elizabeth Hurley. Elizabeth Hurley had to go on TV and say she's never even met the guy. She's never met Prince Harry. And she had to deny it. So my guess is that everybody just was like having this weird cumulative fantasy that that's who he lost his virginity to was Elizabeth Hurley because she's so pretty. But she says she's never even met him. So I think it's Angela Lansbury. You never know. Let's do a, Conrad, we have a clip from... What's the other, whose birthday was it yesterday? Marlon Brando.
Yes.
Let's do Marlon Brando. We got Marlon Brando here. This is a clip from On the Waterfront with Rod Steiger. We have played more clips lately with big stars in them where Rod Steiger was the other actor, who's also a big star and an Oscar winner in his own right. But he's been in like, this is like the third clip he's been in where we were showcasing the other actor. But it's Marlon Brando and Rod Steiger from On the Waterfront.
Okay, Dave. How much you weigh, Slim? And you weighed 168 pounds. You were beautiful. You could have been another Billy Kahn. That skunk we got you for the manager. He brought you along too fast.
It wasn't him, Charlie, it was you. You remember that night in the garden, you came down my dressing room and said, kid, this ain't your night.
We're going for a price on Wilson. You remember that? This ain't your night. My night, I could have taken Wilson apart. So what happens? He gets the title shot outdoors in a ballpark, and what do I get? A one-way ticket to Palookaville. You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit. You should have taken care of me just a little bit so I wouldn't have to take them dives for the short-end money.
Well, I had some bets down for you. You saw some money.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. Let's face it. It was you, Charlie.
Find you. Pretend no one even believe me. Here. You take this. You're gonna need it.
That's Marlon Brando and the great Rod Steiger. I really like Marlon Brando. Like, it's kind of like, duh. He's a great actor. He's considered maybe the greatest American actor, one of them. But in that scene in particular, and I haven't seen On the Waterfront in a long time, but I always feel like, I might take some flack for this, but that he's acting. And I know he's acting, he's an actor, but you want to lose yourself in something and not notice a guy's acting. But something he does with his mouth or makes some kind of strange accent just kind of takes me out of it a little bit. Not the case with The Godfather, which maybe, you know, considered by many the greatest American movie ever in some circles. But, yeah, I don't know. So we're having trouble getting a hold of Tom Dreesen. It might be the time zone, Conrad.
Yeah, it might be.
He might be at his place in Guam, which is like even 2 hours past more. But I just talked to him today, so we'll keep trying, Tom. I saw this. This was interesting. Did you know there has not been a McDonald's in Iceland since October 31st, 2009. Their country dislikes fast food cultures because of the preservatives and the toxic chemicals in the fast food chains. They showed a picture. They kept the meal from McDonald's on October 31st, 2009. They kept the picture of the food, the last meal served. It looks exactly the same. There are so many preservatives in it. It looks exactly the same as it did 15 years ago. It's in a museum, and the meal is still intact. And I've heard that before, but I'm still going to eat McDonald's. That, like, this will make me go, okay, well, maybe I won't eat McDonald's ever again. Nope, I will. I'll probably take a break. I don't eat it a lot anyway. I probably have McDonald's like twice a year. But man, sometimes you just got to have a Big Mac, right? Conrad, do you like McDonald's?
You know, I do, and I just don't like liking it.
You don't like that you like McDonald's. That's fair. Yeah. That's actually a very mature statement.
I'd rather have something else, but it is good. Just the how fast it is, you know.
Yeah, it's fast food. Let's do another. We have another Eddie Murphy clip, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do that one. This is also from Coming.
Actually, this one's from Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop. Oh, beautiful. Okay, let's play that one.
I'm fine. My name is Serge, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for Miss Jenny Summers.
It's very busy today. Maybe you give me your name?
My name is Axel Foley.
And what is pertaining?
I didn't understand what you said.
Pertaining, what it's meaning, regarding.
Oh, what's it regarding? I'm an old acquaintance of hers.
Danae, one moment. Don't run and tell Miss Summers that Mr. Ahmed Foley is here to see.
Axel Foley.
Axel. Achwell.
Axel.
Foley is here to see her. He's our old acquaintance. May I offer you something to drink? A wine, a cocktail, espresso? No, I'm fine, thank you.
I'll make it myself right back there with a little lemon twist. It's good. You should try it.
No, I'm fine.
I see you look at this piece.
Yeah, I was wondering how much something like this went for.
$130,000.
Get the f*** out of here!
No, I cannot. It's serious because it's very important piece.
Have you ever sold one of these?
Sell it yesterday to a collector.
Get the f*** out of here!
I'm serious, I sell it myself.
His love is left at the end.
It's so great. And the other actor, Bronson Pinchot, of course, from Risky Business. He's very funny in Risky Business. He's on a TV show called Perfect Strangers. Great. Just does a great weird character. And Eddie Murphy's just hilarious. I'm curious to watch that movie again and see if it holds up. From the 818, we got a text on our question tonight. What news person would you hug? It is National Hug a News Person Day. Bridget from the 818 says Katie Couric. Courier. What's her name? Katie Couric?
I am
totally blanking on her. Kate Couric. That's it.
Katie Couric. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I was like, Curry? No. Ann Curry? Who's Curry? Bridget says she would hug Katie Couric. She seems so sweet and friendly. Okay. That's a good one. Yeah. Katie Couric. Very huggable. Matt Lauer, not so much. Guy's had his issues. We got a phone call, Conrad. Let's put him through.
Yeah.
This is Tom?
Yes, this is Tom from L.A.
This is not Tom Dreesen from L.A., though. Yeah. We're still working on that, but this is Tom from L.A. Tom, how are you?
Sorry to disappoint there, buddy.
Not at all, buddy. We'll take any Tom at this point. You're more than qualified.
Well, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that means all of us. So I know this is not a political show, but I hope everybody gets out and registers to vote.
Okay.
And sure. Brings Joe Biden in for another 4 years. I just wanted to tell you what my favorite movie is. For huggable, I guess I'd say Dallas Raines here. Local.
Oh, Dallas Raines. Nice.
Yeah, he was always got it. You know, his little thing right before Jeopardy.
He's so excited about weather, isn't he?
Always so excited about weather. Whether it's cold or whether it's hot. You know,
he's
you
great.
Don't care.
I forgot about him. Yeah,
he's always got to do the little fist thing with it, too. All so, right. Yeah. If I left L.A., that would be probably one of the things I'd miss. Lean on Me. Lean on Me is probably my favorite movie, along with Remember the Titans, of course.
Yeah.
But Lean on Me, really, Morgan Freeman, I would say one of his best. I mean, you know, it's hard to
absolutely
say that when he's one of my favorite actors, if not my favorite actor. But yeah. Lean on Me is definitely, anyone hasn't seen it, they should go see it.
You know, Tom, I've not seen that movie probably in 30 years.
Oh my God.
Does it hold up? Pardon me. I mean, I remember liking it, but does it hold up?
Yes, definitely.
Wow. Nice.
Especially with everything that's going on right now with public education and everything. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, my wife's a teacher. I can certainly relate to that. And Remember the Titans was a great one too. That one kind of snuck up on me. I think I went to it not expecting it to be like kind of like Hoosiers, and it is, but it's great. Great movie.
Yeah, it's great. I when I coached high school football at Hollywood High, and we actually got to take all the kids to the Rose Bowl for the you know, red carpet, while the, you know, the opening night of it or whatever, and it was pretty cool. They let all the kids from all the schools actually go and see it and stuff like that ahead of time, which was nice.
That's fun. Where you're from, Wisconsin, though, right, Tom?
I am. I'm from Durand.
Durand. Where's that?
30 miles south of Eau Claire.
Okay. Oh, nice.
And my dad was the head football coach there for 30 years, and he was the head of the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association. Passed away about 6 years ago, but
you're continuing the tradition.
Eau Claire area, the Durand area, knows Adler's, ADLER.
That's fantastic. Tom, thanks so much for the call.
And his name is up on in Lambeau Field. You'll see his name when you
go very to, nice.
One of the plaques. So it's pretty cool.
Dude, love when you call, man. Keep it up.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Have a great night.
Bye.
All right. We'll keep trying to get Tom Dreesen. Maybe we can bring Emily in a little earlier. Boy, this is like only the second time we've had trouble with a guest, and it's usually a time zone thing. So he's probably like golfing right now. I got a couple hours still. All right, this is Pete Schwab at Nightlight. We will be right back with more fun stuff on the Civic Media Radio Network. Make that highway run. You don't have to call me lieutenant.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It could save a life or more. Do you know if the smoke alarm in your home works? Here's Rebecca Rockhill with the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross.
What I want to make sure people remember is fires take 7 lives every day. And that could be cut in half if we just get those working smoke alarms in there.
A Sound the Alarm event on April 13th includes free smoke detector installation, education, and support with your family's emergency plan.
What you're talking about is a plan. It's the most important point. You hope you never need, but if you do, that plan will save your life.
Learn more at redcross.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good stuff. Bruce Springsteen, who has started his tour again. Bruce Springsteen got sick. I saw him last August 9th at Wrigley Field. Brought my kids, made it a big event. Stayed in Chicago a couple days. He got sick shortly after and had to postpone his tour. I can't remember why. Then he ended up getting peptic acid disease, I think. And then he and his wife, Patty, got COVID. So they suspended their tour for like 9 months. But he's back at it now, and he's going to continue the tour for like a year. So I may have to go see him again. The Wisconsin Film Fest starts tonight, folks, if you're in the Madison area. They are launching the festival tonight, giving out awards, and then it runs through April 11th. It's a really fun time if you're in the Madison area, or if you're looking for a road trip, definitely check it out. It's a great time. As I mentioned previously on the show, I'll be down there handing out awards and hosting Q&As. So much fun in Madison. And we will be doing this show tomorrow night from our Madison studios and Monday night as well. Conrad will have the run of the place here in Green Bay. I've not told him he's got... There are cameras on, so if he has a party or even thinks about hosting a kegger, I will find out about it. So we are trying to get hold of Tom Dreese. We might have to reschedule. There might be a time zone issue or, heaven forbid, something else, hopefully, but... Tom is a great, great guy, and I look forward to having him on the show whenever we have him on the show. Coming up at 8:35, Maestro Alexander Platt will be here. He is the lead conductor, the conductor of the La Crosse Symphony. They have a big show this weekend at the Viterbo Arts Center, April 6th. And then you get to meet the maestro after. That's pretty cool. And I, you know, that's a good time if you're in the La Crosse area. All right, this is exciting. I am about to bring a new friend onto the show. She is a fellow filmmaker and she is a native Wisconsinite, making her home in Los Angeles right now. But she has a film in the Wisconsin Film Festival called Trying. And she joins us now. I don't know where from, but it's not important. Emily, how are you? Emily Alpern, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
It's good to meet you.
It's good to meet you, Pete.
We have a mutual friend, Brian Edding, who has been on this show. Yeah. How do you know Brian?
I mean, God, I don't know. I feel like I've known him ever since I moved to LA, maybe through, how do I know Brian? I don't know. He's family. He's like you said, he's like a brother to you, yeah. He's a brother to me.
That's so cool.
Great guy.
How long have you been in LA?
I've been in LA now for 10 years.
10 years. Okay. Oh, we just missed each other. We were two ships that passed in the night. So
how sad.
I know, but we rectified it and we're friends now. So that's what matters. So I'm probably going to see you in Madison. I am not going to get to see your film tomorrow night. We just have a few minutes. Tell us about Trying, your film called Trying. I love the title, and I did watch it and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Thank you. Trying is a film about a woman determined to have a child. It's a tale as old as time, but for some women, this is a very painful tale because they're suffering from infertility. So that's what this movie's about. It's about the obsession, the angst, and, you know, ultimately the loneliness of not being able to conceive a child.
It is, you know, it's a short film. It's like 7 minutes long. It's so relatable because my wife and I went through the same issue. We had trouble getting pregnant. It turns out, as it turns out, I just was doing everything wrong. I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah. But we figured it out. You know, the doctor gave me some pointers. Where did this idea come from, Emily?
The story is the lead actress, Abby Wathen. She's an Emmy Award-winning actress. She's also a beloved friend of mine. I think this is like the third thing I've directed her in. So I guess she's my muse. I don't know.
Nice.
Anyway, this is her story. She, you know, experienced this and she was like, hey, do you think this can be a film? And she had a script. You know, we sort of worked together and changing a little bit to make it a little bit less sad.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the challenge here is like not making a PSA, but making a story that 186 million people who suffer from infertility relate to and have their stories told.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea it was that much. Did she end up having children? Or, spoiler alerts, you don't have to say that.
First question in the Q&A.
I'm sure.
Yeah, she has two beautiful little girls.
Oh, fantastic.
And, yeah.
That's great. So you're from Milwaukee?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Are you ever coming home?
4-1. Yeah, I mean, I come home all the time. I mean, I'm in Milwaukee quite often.
Oh, nice.
So I have like my kids are just wondering why I'm in such a great mood, and it's because I'm coming to Wisconsin tomorrow.
Are you bringing the whole family?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, sad, but also fun.
You know, it was interesting. My kids were the same way. We would visit. We would come for like a month in the summer. We would come for like 3 weeks at Christmas, and it was like a big party, and they loved it. And then we announced to them that we're moving there, and they're like, "What?"
Oh, is that what's going to happen? Oh, I determined I that will happen. Well, I'd love to move back to Milwaukee.
I don't know that it will. It was the right move for us at the time. It made things more difficult for me as it probably would for you. And they ended up loving it here and had a great childhood. So no, you know, no harm, no foul. But what's next for you, Emily? We just have about another minute and a half or so, and we'll have to have you back when we have more time. But what are you doing next? What's your next project?
So I actually have three films right now that are happening in the next
months. Good for you.
I mean they're itty bitties, but I'm determined after that it'll be my first feature. But I'm very excited for these next three shorts. I'm a big fan of short films. I feel like in some ways they're harder to make because you have a very small amount of time to tell a whole story. So much like I love essays, I love short films, and so I got three more coming up.
That's so cool. And do you act as well?
I mean, not anymore.
Not anymore? You had to pick a lane?
I had to pick a lane. And, you know, I like being in control too much.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Hey, I look forward to meeting you in Madison. I'm glad we met. And I hope your screening just crushes tomorrow night. And you'll have to come back on tomorrow. Another time when we have a lot more time to really get into it.
Let's do it. Thanks,
all right. Pete, awesome. Thanks, Emily. That's Emily Alperin. Check out her film tomorrow at the Wisconsin Film Festival. It's called Trying, and it's part of a block, and they always do a great job with their films when they put them in blocks. And I saw the film. It's really good, so check it out. Coming up next, we have tracked down Mr. Tom Dreesen, and I can't wait to have him on. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just want to close your eyes.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Friday on Matt Nair on Air, 10:33, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Then we talk the Milwaukee Film Festival with Matt Miller. Join us.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Doc. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.